I once had a friend who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the news that he might live only up to 6 months was a great shock to him, his family, and his friends. However, he was initially determined to look into all available treatments that might cure or extend his life. I think that when you find yourself in such situations, you tend to look up every possible avenue for hope of preserving your life. As the months progressed and his health grew worse, I noticed an unexpected change in attitude that came over him. He had also been a cheerful person with an optimistic personality, but rather than give in to discouragement and self-pity, he took comfort from his faith in humanity. His conversations focused on others rather than himself, and he spoke of the afterlife as something he was prepared for, believing that his ancestors, including his mother and father, were there waiting for him. During the last few months, weeks, and days of his life, he was kindly cared for by family, friends, his loving wife, who looked after both his physical and emotional needs, and workers from a local hospital who came to the home to help regulate his medication and provide any other needed support. He didn't complain about his fate, and he willingly allowed others to serve him. Indeed, one might wonder why God allows death and suffering in our world. But for me, such experiences taught me to value family and kindness from others, and such an experience is the greatest and final gift the terminally ill can give those left behind.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. Which word best describes the man's initial reaction right after he found out he had been diagnosed with cancer? Number 2. What did the man do after he first learned of his illness? Number 3. What was the man's main source of comfort after several months with the disease? Number 4. Who was mainly responsible for checking on and adjusting the man's medication in the home? Number 5. What can we learn from such difficult and emotional experiences?